Coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale, but a 10.0 on the laughter scale, here's Cliff and Kendall.
Just can't even make it through the intro. You are not in control.
Okay.
Hey, Kendall, what's happening?
What's happening with you?
What's happening?
I'm just sitting over doing a show, Cliff.
What's happening over on your side of the booth, Kendall?
Oh, there's no room for anything to happen on this side of the booth.
a lot of fat flaps hanging over. Same over here on my side of the booth.
I think we're both trying to organize our fat into this booth somehow to make
I've been
it fit.
Trying my whole life to organize the fat on my body in a way. That it looks really thin and not there. But so far, I have not been able to do it. Have you ever... Well, okay, yeah, let me answer this for you before I even ask the question.
You take it from here.
I'll just take this one for you, Kendall. Have you ever done wore anything weird to make your body, like the fat, seem less? And you have, because when you go dancing, you wear Spanx, right?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, what do you mean weird, like Spanx? I don't even think that's weird. I wear those all the time.
That's not weird, because that's what that they're made for.
Yeah.
Have you ever made homemade Spanx and put them on before the advent of Spanx?
No, I didn't, like, ever make anything, but there was this thing that I think my mother had that, like, it was one of those things that was like a sweat thing that like went around you and you were supposed to like sweat off all the pounds, you know. But all it was this like Velcro sleeve thing.
Right.
But you could like suck in and like pull it in and make you look skinnier. And a couple times I wore that like when I was in high school. I had to go marching band or something and wear like the uniform. So I'd have this big like bulge underneath it. Because, you know, that kind of got in the way of marching and band and stuff like that.
I always try to... I feel like in the... It's just too hot now. But back in the 90s, I feel like we all wore a lot of layers of clothes. And so...
Yeah, well, before global warming.
Right. And so, there was a lot of global cooling back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And so, I would wear, like, a size too small or several too small of, like, a t-shirt underneath. Like the sweater, and so like the tiny t-shirt like holds your bosoms in and that big fat Santa Claus gut and you know stuff like that.
I have used a shirt and tucked it in to help hold everything in for the underlayer.
You got it. Yeah, you have to have an underlayer, a lot of wires and hooks, keeping everything inside. Kendall, really quick,
not easy being fat.
It's not easy being fat. Kendall, I want to tell the listeners a quick life hack, if it's okay with you. Now, we all know that Kendall is off the sauce, which is a fine life choice if that's how he wants to live. And so, but...
I'm off.
He's off. He's way off. And so, but I want to tell the listeners a life hack because I think I created a brand new cocktail last year and it's just catching on. All right, so last year when we were in Paris, France, doing our show, the Rye Tour and everything, I concocted a cocktail, and here's how you make it. You take a light beer of your choice. What kind of light beer did you ever drink, Kendall, back when you were boozing?
Miller 64. What was it, Miller 64 we used to drink?
Oh, yeah, it's like whatever, the low-calorie Weight Watcher.
Yeah, the low-calorie beer. That's what we used to do.
Yeah. And so, but anyway, here's what I do. I take a low-calorie beer. I take Natty Light because it's just so very affordable. And then you put it in a glass over ice. Everybody, write this down. Ice in a glass.
Ooh, over ice.
It's on the rocks, bitch. And you then you need lemon juice from concentrate, and you give a very liberal dose of the lemon juice in
there. This sounds like a lot of steps.
It's three steps. It's glass with ice. I'm kidding. No, don't kid about this, Kendall. You'll get people to just give up and not make this drink. So it's lemon juice, ice, and your light beer on top there, and it goes in. You just mix, and it's a classy drink. And since I was in Paris when I invented it, I just call it a Paris France.
A Paris France.
Yeah, and it's just so good. It's so light and refreshing for any time of year.
That sounds wonderful. I hope the listeners make it and try.
Kendall, you can get you some O'Doul's non-alcoholic beer, and you could make.
Yeah, I'll make a virgin Paris France.
Is O'Doul's, is that the non-alcoholic beer?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, well, that's what we'll get you, a case for Christmas.
Sounds good enough for me. Okay, I bet that's horrible.
You know it is. Oh.
Oh, gosh. What is the point of that?
I don't know. Kendall, listeners are sitting back saying, what is the point of this damn show?
We haven't even said, we're so far into the show, we haven't said where we're at.
Please.
They don't even know.
Please let them know, Kendall. Let them know.
Well, we are in Casablanca. and we're outside this chocolate factory. What's the name of it again?
It's the Casablanca Cocoa Works.
Cocoa. Yeah, I keep wanting to say choo-choo. I don't know why.
Choo-choo. It's because you kept watching that. I don't know why you were watching it this morning on YouTube. It was that video, or the clip from the Dumbo, the Jimmy Jr. running down the track. Is it clicky-clack? Is it, you know that song that you were watching?
Isn't it a great segment, though? Isn't it wonderful?
It's a great segment.
Sometimes when I need just a pick-me-up, I'll watch that just to get myself going.
Casey Jr. is running down the track. Listeners, if I had a dime.
Here he comes.
For the number of times I've walked in on Kendall and he's watching the Casey Jr. segment of Dumbo.
It's my method. It gets me pumped up.
Yeah, let's go with that.
But sometimes I substitute, here comes Kendall coming down the track.
But anyway, we're at the Cocoa Works, and Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potter Butter Churn, they went inside here a little while ago to take a tour or something. And so...
Oh, they were so excited.
They were, so we just set up our booth out here. We thought, why not do our show? We've got to do a show about organizing tips, Kendall.
Oh, and we got some tips for you, all right.
We got some tips. They're multiplying.
I love organizing, Cliff. I love it.
Kendall, when you go to like a container store, does it blow your mind?
Oh, Cliff, I'm not allowed in those places. I don't want to go in the container store because I absolutely want everything in there. I want to put my entire life in little containers and... all labeled with a Sharpie. It makes me so happy thinking about that. And then leaving it makes me so depressed that it will never be that.
Mm-hmm. Kendall, I have an organizing tip for the listeners. Here we go. Now, this is a tip that everybody on Instagram that weighs 1 pound does this, okay?
Okay.
They do their meal preps for the week. They boil up a batch of cabbage on Sunday. They put it in little Tupperware containers, and they eat that cabbage throughout the week. And that's how people stay bone thin, everybody. You have to do that meal prep, and then you don't have to waste all this time and you've organized your meals.
That proves that I'm never going to be thin.
I know. What can you imagine?
I got to have more than a bowl of cabbage.
Well, you know them. It's like the bowl of cabbage and one... lean broiled chicken breast and, you know, squeeze a lemon. So, but anyway, that's the people who have abs and not gigantic flabs like us. So.
Yeah, no, but it's a good tip. I wish I could.
We wish you could do it. And we wish everybody doing that tip well on their wellness journey.
On your wellness journey.
Oh my. This is such a fantastic cocoa factory. I can't believe it.
You smell so good. You smell like chocolate aroma just drifting in with you. Is it wonderful?
Oh, yeah, I feel like y'all have some chocolate flakes on you or something.
We probably do, dear. We've been all over the factory and all the different chocolate rooms.
Oh, everything is so delectable. I can only imagine what they have in the gift shop that we can take to the children.
Oh, you're right, dear. They're going to love all that wonderful things we're going to get them from the gift shop.
Oh, yes.
Well, are you? What are you guys doing in there? Did you take a tour?
Oh,
yes, dear. We took a tour, and they've even asked us to help them out a little bit, dear.
Oh, yes. You know, they ask very special volunteers to go help work in their candy wrapping department, and they chose Mrs. Butter Butter Butterturn and I out of the crowd. Oh, my.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
That does sound like quite an honor.
They said that, you know, you have to see someone and know that that person is going to be good at that job, and they thought that we'd be wonderful for it.
Oh, yes, dear.
Well, that sounds great.
I assume they saw the way you organize your purse. Oh, my.
Oh, dear. Well, you know, it's very strict, dear. You have to have one thing on this side, and you have several layers, one for the doilies itself, dear. You know, most people forget that step.
Oh, yes.
We can always find a tic-tac when we need it.
We always can. Well, I think, is that the manager over there waving you guys over there to get to work?
Oh my goodness, dear, we better go. We'll come back in a moment here after we've done with this task here.
Oh, yes, I can.
I want to go into the chocolate factory.
I want to go into a chocolate
factory.
Come with me. And you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Kendall, do you have any organizing tips other than never go to the container store?
Well, that was the most important.
That's the one you have highlighted.
But, so here's a tip that I'm going to tell all the listeners, and this one's for myself as well.
Oh, stop eating so much and exercise more.
Okay, that too. But I'm going from teaching and preaching all together. When you get mail or you get, papers from different places that you like receipts or whatever, instead of just like putting them in a big pile, file them where they're supposed to go when you get them so you don't have those big piles you have to go through later.
Perfect. Kendall, you have just revolutionized so many listeners' lives with that tip.
You're welcome.
In troubling times, look for the people that are helping. And you found it, listeners. It's us. We're helping you.
There we are. I'm glad
with organizing tips. Kendall, I've got another one for you. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Kendall, if you haven't worn that outfit in a year, won't you just donate it to Goodwill? Because you know that keeping those clothes that you never wear is just cluttering up your home, keeping you unorganized.
But maybe we'll lose weight one day and get back into those clothes.
No, Kendall, let's face it. When
we gotta let go.
Finally release those huge long leaf bags full of clothes that you're holding on to that are just sizes and sizes too small. Think of all the thin people that you'll be clothing that need it.
Oh, well, that's the thought I hate even more. All the thin people that'll be wearing my clothes.
And they'll be so thin, Kendall, even though those clothes were tight on you, they'll be falling off of all those skinny poor people are donating. They need it, Kendall. I will tell you a few. It was, I think, right before we began our endless ride tour. I gave away so many clothes that were in my closet. And it was a cleansing moment. It was cathartic. It was, you know, I was on the floor weeping for much of the time as I went through the clothes in my closet that were 3 and 4 sizes too small. But, you know, here's the thing. And if we lose that weight someday, we can go out and buy new clothes
for skinny people. Well, and that moves me right into my tip of take baby steps of your organizing goals. When it gets overwhelming, you might lose interest or momentum just a little bit every day, but you just keep up the continuity and get it a little more here and there, and you will continue to organize your life.
Oh, yeah. Keep up the continuity, Kendall. And to keep up the continuity on our show, what I would like to do... I know exactly what you mean. That's why I was agreeing. But on our show, I want to keep up the continuity by doing a little segment that the listeners love. And you know how LL Cool J stands for Ladies Love Cool James? you could call this segment LL Cool S for listeners love this cool segment. And it is called Host Match. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm so
to
ready.
To match your co-host.
Host Match.
Oh, let's see how this goes. I'm so ready.
It's going to go well, Kendall. I'd like to hear you recite some personal mantras to help you, you know, psych yourself up to be in a positive frame of mind.
Okay. I will match. I will match. I will relax and match.
All right, I don't have all night, so I can't wait until I start believing it, but let's get started here.
It doesn't matter if you believe it, it's if I believe it.
That's right. It's like when you take a lie detector test, folks. If you believe it, you're going to pass. Speaking of passing, Kendall, don't pass up this chance to play Host Match. And here we go.
Host Match. All right.
Kendall said, I just brought home a new bathroom scale. It's almost human. When Cliff stepped on it, the scale blanked.
One, two, three. Scream.
Exploded into a million pieces.
Well, I probably screamed when it exploded.
I mean, it probably did. There's a certain logic to that. All right, here's another one, Kendall. I'll give you, if you want to say any more positive mantras to yourself in your head, this is the time.
I'm saying them.
All right, I will match. Kendall, at the beach, a swimmer said, that lifeguard must be nearsighted. He's given mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to blank.
One, two, three. His butt.
A beached whale. Oh. I was thinking, I caught my reflection over in the glass over here, and so beached whale was all I could think of. Kendall, here's another one. I feel like the third time's the charm.
I guess. Here we go. Hey. I will match. I'm going to match.
Stupid Stuart was so stupid.
Oh, how stupid.
That he went to give his mother a hair permanent, but instead of hair permanent solution, he used blank.
Oh, one, two, three. Bleach.
Cement.
Well, that's even worse.
That's even worse. That's correct. That is even worse. Here's another one, Kendall. Fourth time's
all right.
The charm.
All right, here we go.
Criminals laughed at Police Captain Smith. Instead of using a taser to subdue lawbreakers, he used a blank.
One, two, three. A dildo.
One of those jelly things that you throw, and it's like it has a long string on it. It's a hand. You know those?
Yes.
That. He used one of those.
Well, dildo will work too, though.
Oh, Kendall, you dildo.
You
now, Kendall,
dildo,
you're gonna
you.
Get. You're gonna get this one, okay?
Okay. Okay.
The football coach said, "I don't think my team's that interested in football. Every time they huddle up, they pass around a blank."
One, two, three. A joint.
No, Kendall. Oh, my God. Can I believe Snoop Dogg over here?
Why not?
Of course, Kendall, they passed around a phone that had our show downloaded on it, and they shared it amongst themselves, and they just laughed and laughed and laughed.
Well, that's wonderful news. Why didn't I know this before?
Maybe the joint, they were passing counterclockwise to our show. All right, Kendall, you haven't lost at all yet. Here we go.
Well, you know the anxiety that this brings me, because now the stakes are even higher.
I'm so mad at everybody who uses the word anxiety like when they just mean nervous. Like somebody the other day was like, oh, I've got this anxiety for like talking in front of like a couple other people. And I was like, that's not anxiety. You are just nervous. You just have stage fright. Anxiety is something different. Don't make me call Dr. Phil. All right, here's...
All right, get off your soapbox and let's go.
Kendall, I am not going to get down off this cross because nobody needs the wood.
Okay.
All right, Kendall, the football coach. Oh, we did that one, right? A joint in our show. Okay. So scratch the football coach.
Okay.
Kendall, did you hear? Satan's skis were repossessed for non-payment. Now he has to go downhill on his blank.
1, 2, 3. His skate.
Cloven hooves. Oh. All right, Kendall, you have one final chance.
Oh, God.
Here we go, listeners. I hope none of our listeners are like the OCD type listener where they're thinking, okay, if Kendall gets this next question right, everything's going to turn out okay. You know how some people are thinking that? I just really hope nobody's like that. Okay, but this could be it.
You never know.
Hey, you don't know. That's that's life, folks. You don't know. Here we go. Batman and Robin were on a weeks-long stakeout. Now, Robin, he ran out of food, and he got so hungry that he ate Batman's blank.
1, 2, 3. Sandwich.
Ass.
Oh my God. See, I go all the other way on all the other questions.
No, obviously. It was obviously ass. Oh my God. Oh, look, Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Butterbutter.
We're covered with chocolate bars. Oh my.
My goodness, it was such a frenzy in there, dear.
Oh. These chocolates, they were coming so rapidly down this conveyor belt, Boaz. Oh, with a speed that you wouldn't have believed.
We were trying to package them, dear, and we just couldn't keep up, dear, and they were flying off the end of the conveyor belt. They're all over the floor, dear. I was stuffing them into my pants, dear, and into my shirt, which is very improper if you ask me, but there's just chocolate everywhere, dear. It's everywhere.
Oh, yes. I had no idea what was going on. I was stuffing the chocolates into my pockets, and then, of course, I had an innocent bowel attack due to shock. Oh, and it got mixed up with all the chocolates. Oh, my.
Oh,
oh no.
What are they going to do?
I don't know. Listen, we got to take a break and get this all figured all
right,
out.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll be right back.
Don't get any funny ideas. There's more funny Cliff and Kendall coming up, so stick around.
What? Keeping the coffee in the icebox?
Yes, Mr. Jones, it's a new kind of coffee, roasted by a new secret process. Hence, this new nonsuch coffee has a different flavor. A flavor preserved by vacuum packing. The flavor retained by refrigeration after the jar has been opened. Just taste it. You can't miss that delicate aroma, that clean, mellow taste. Yes, in cooking, the way to a man's heart is most of all through the coffee pot.
We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Welcome back.
Oh, this is a show about getting organized, and it's Cliff and Kendall, an internet talk show / radio filler program.
Are you feeling more organized already?
I'm just feeling so organized, Kendall.
Well, good. All right. One thing you can do, Cliff, is to just learn to let go of some of that junk that you've got. I know you've already been preaching this with the clothing, and it's tough for me. Like, I remember when I know you were not able to do this. I did. I took my DVDs and I got rid of all the cases and put all the covers and the DVDs in these little pouches to save space to organize. And it was so hard. It made me cry the whole time.
Well, not everybody has everything roboticized like you do, Kendall.
Oh, I know. But, I know.
I have one tip that I want you and the listeners to agree to before you even hear it. Are you agreed?
Okay, agreed.
You will do this. Here's what it is. Each night before bedtime, have all your family members pick up clutter for 15 minutes. Make a game out of it and see who can pick up the most things in the shortest amount of time and just put them back to where they go. 15 minutes a night. Come on, for a cleaner house, for a more organized life.
Those kids are going to say, this feels like a trick.
No, it's a game. Oh, my God. Kendall, well, you know what? Can I ask you something really quick?
Ask away, Cliff.
All right, it's deeply personal. Do you have a minute? Oh!
I got just a minute for you.
You got a minute? Well, good, because it's time for my own media minute. Here we go.
Oh, media minute. I love it. I'm so excited for this. Tell me what's going on.
We've got exactly 60 seconds of media for you listeners. Here we go.
Exactly.
Kendall, today in Hollywood, shockwaves ran through Hollywood when the big hit show of the season, it's called The Rookie. Well, what do you know? It was picked up for the full season and everybody loves it. It's one of those shows.
Well, what do you know?
Nobody can stop talking about. It's called The Rookie, and I guess it's about a baseball player. I think it's about a baseball player probably when they're like shooting their picture for their rookie card. Kendall.
That's the whole first season.
And that's the first season. And so many possibilities for the next season. But Kendall, got some bad news on the other side of Hollywood today. The Nutcracker. Oh, not so sweet. At the box office? Kendall, why? Why did people not turn out to see this Nutcracker movie? Can you tell us?
Maybe it's because they released it in October. Or did it just come out in theaters?
Yeah, but it was November. People are already putting up their Christmas trees. I put up mine in the hotel.
Well, I'm thinking if they want a huge turnout, I would push it toward where like it was more Christmassy, like it was really into it.
I don't know. I just feel like
I don't know. Kids, but I don't know.
Kids just love that ballet so much. Everywhere you go, children are like Nutcracker this and Nutcracker that and Sugar Plum this and Nut.
It is on everyone's lips.
It's on everybody's list. And so, I don't know, it just shocked the hell out of me. But anyway, Kendall, in other movie news, on the tips of every Hollywood wag's tongue that's wagging this week, well, what do you know? It's a lock. Jake Gyllenhaal, he's going to win his supporting actor Oscar this year for hooray is what you mean. It's a lock.
No, I mean like, I'm excited.
Well, you're right then. All right, but it's big news. It's for a movie called Wildlife. Carrie Mulligan, she's going to be nominated for Best Actress, and Jake is going to win the big one for Supporting Actor. I just threw that in because it's 100% going to happen. Kendall, I want you to also know, you know, big Hollywood actress, speaking of Oscar winners, don't you just love Allison Janney? I know that you do.
I do. I love her.
Well, she's one of America's sweethearts. Everybody loves her. And she is going to star in a movie thriller called Lou. It's called Lou, and it's from J.J. Abrams. Now, unfortunately, it's not about Lou Grant. I thought maybe it's like a gender swap. Lou Grant, full-length motion picture, but it is not, unfortunately. It's about a tough old granny who tracks people or something. And Kendall, in other Hollywood, just slightly outside of Hollywood news, here in our own Casablanca, where our ride tour has taken a pause as the Casablancan citizens, they just won't let Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn go. They just keep
Can't get enough.
Every night, the rice speech is sold out, and so we just haven't been able to move on. But I'm going to be doing something. We've been away from Busheltown for so long that I just had to do this here in Casablanca. Now, I talked to the management at our hotel, Rick's Hideaway Hotel, here in Casablanca, and I said, hey, here's what I want to do. I want to do a show. I need a microphone and some stuff. And I want to do a show where I sing covers of Cher's covers of the ABBA songs from her new album, Dancing Queen. And they said, you can do it. And they said, it's 10 a.m. on the east sidewalk outside. It's on right by where there's trash cans on one side. And then there's a big parking lane for those multi-axle trucks over there. And so it's a very good placement. Mm-hmm. And so I will be singing my covers of Cher's covers of the ABBA songs. And I'm going to probably throw in some new covers from the new Barbra Streisand album, Walls. She's got a new song. It's called Don't Lie to Me. Oh, and she's burning, Kendall. And I'm going to be burning as I burn through the covers. And if you bring your purchased CD copies of Cher Dancing Queen or Barbra Streisand Walls, I'll bring a Sharpie and I'll sign it for you. And I'll write a personal reflection on their disc for you. So that's all that's happening in Hollywood this week. And that's the minute. And 60 seconds. And
ooh,
so
that was close. That was close. You almost went
but
over.
Kendall, there's just so much media to go around these days.
Well, it was jam packed, and I'm so worried that when you're singing, that it's a lot of songs in your repertoire there. I don't know how you're going to fit my magic act at the end of that.
Well, maybe you could. I could use a good 5-minute opening act. You could get out, get the crowd warmed up. Then
boys! Oh my! You'll never guess what happened.
What's it?
What?
Mrs. Butterton and I—we were asked to volunteer once again, and we were dipping chocolate-covered apples. Oh my! And then, oh dear, Mrs. Butterton, she dropped her purse into the large vat of chocolate.
My goodness, dear, it was terrible. There's chocolate all over my purse, and there's things. All of the chocolate, dear. They're going to have to empty the whole thing and start fresh again, dear. It's terrible.
Oh, no. Oh, and look, your doily. Goodness. It's all covered with chocolate.
No, they're all covered with chocolate, dear. All the ones from my purse, dear. All that organization for nothing now.
Oh, it was a very unfortunate mishap, boys.
Well, hey, look. I look at the bright side. Now you have a chocolate-coated purse for later. And if you want to share some of that chocolate.
Yeah, did you have any, like, peppermints in the bottom that are now coated in savory
chocolate? Here's the whole pile of all the things that were in the purse here.
We'll
work through it.
Oh, dear, don't you think we should go and see if we can volunteer one more time and do something successfully? Oh, my.
Yes, dear, but we must get Crockpot on a new purse right away.
Oh, yes, we must restore our reputation.
There they go.
Kendall, speaking of all of these foodstuffs, I just wanted to give a quick, this is not a segment, this is just a quick shout out. Not the
shout
segment
out.
Shout outs, it's just one single shout out. Shout it all out. Here's the only thing I'm shouting about this week. And it's okay. I want to give a shout out to Terry the Temp because she's so sweet and wonderful. She sent me a gift across the oceans of time and space, from where she's temping. I don't even know where.
Uh-huh.
But they have these new things. Those fun... I hate to even bring this up on the show. Except not the Terry thing, but this other thing. The Funko Pops. Right. You know them.
Mm-hmm.
You love them. Mm-hmm. They have the black eyes.
I know
eyes.
Them and I love them.
They have everybody. And so they now have a thing where they sometimes have a cereal that goes along with them. And inside the cereal comes like a tiny miniature Funko. And so she got me so wonderfully Golden Girls Funko cereal.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
And it comes inside with a little miniature Rose Funko. And it's wonderful.
And I love it, love it, love it.
And so, but one night, I had no plans to eat it. I thought, this is more of a display cereal that you don't eat.
Yeah.
And so, but one night, I just was so tired and so hungry for some reason.
Yeah.
And so I just ended up laying in bed, just sort of eating 90% of it. Just laying there in the dark with my eyes closed, eating the cereal. And the funny thing about it is a deep, deep, like navy blue, the cereal. And so for, you know, I don't know, honestly, 3 or 4 days after that, I pooped blue Play-Doh, and it was just the craziest thing.
Well, if you ate 90% of a box of blue cereal. Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, it was a lifetime serving of blue food dye.
What made them think?
It was tasted great. Less filling.
What made them think Golden Girls needs to be deep blue?
I almost think Rose had on like a blue pantsuit, but other than that, I don't know. Maybe it was the ocean in Miami. I don't know.
Miami. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but there's also an Elvira one where the cereal's black, so I look forward to trying to find that and seeing what happens there.
I haven't seen those at all.
Kendall, we have one more segment, and here's what it is. Do you even know what it is?
I don't know.
Do I know what it is?
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Does anybody know what it is?
Does anybody know what this segment is? Hey, Kendall, all right, here we go. This is a new segment I like to call Kendall on the grill, because I'm going to grill Kendall's fatty hide with questions. And
oh, no.
Oh, yes. And here's what I want you to do, Kendall. Let's say I think I have 8 questions for you. And listeners just gave up on life when they heard that I have 8 questions I'm going to ask you. But
hey, don't give up yet. There's still hope.
It's going to be rapid fire. And I'm going to come quick, but I want you to tell me, it's like name that tune. Out of this 8, how many of these grill questions are you going to get right?
Well, do you want me to be positive or do you want me to be honest?
This is our high stakes Vegas.
8. I'm going to get 8 of them right, here. Cliff. 8.
Oh, shit. All right. Listeners, OCD listeners, everything's going to be okay if Kendall gets all 8. Of these questions, right.
It's going to be just fine.
See, everything's going to be just fine. All right, Kendall, here's the first one for you. Are you ready?
Okay. I am so ready.
You're going to get them all right. You're going to get everyone right.
Absolutely.
You're smart. You're wise. You have a lot of knowledge. Here we go.
Here we go.
Kendall, what Kenny Rogers song was complex enough to inspire 5 made for TV movies?
The Gambler.
You got no when to hold 'em.
When to hold 'em.
No when to fold 'em.
When to fold 'em.
No when to walk away. No when to run. All right. OCD listeners, everything's going fine so far.
Told
here we go.
7 more to go.
7 more. Kendall, I know you're going to know this one. What supermodel painted the primitive art cover of Billy Joel's album, River of Dreams?
Oh my God. It was his wife, the model, and she was in Vacation.
Yes.
That's her. I'm trying to think of her name. Why is her name not in my head right now?
I don't know.
Oh God. See, it's this pressure. Hold on. Hold on.
Well, I'll give you one hint, okay?
Okay.
Because you have clearly demonstrated that you do know who she is.
Yes.
But her name rhymes with Misty Stinkley.
No, Christy Brinkley.
Christy Brinkley, that's right.
See, 2 out of 2.
2 out of 2. Let's go for 3. Kendall, what diva sang One More for the Road as Johnny Carson's last Tonight Show guest? 2:45.
That Bette Midler.
No one in the place except Bette Midler and me. Oh, yes, Kendall. And the stakes continue to rise. Here we go.
Oh, they're rising. The only thing on your grill is steaks.
Oh, here's 4.
Okay.
Kendall, what movie did Hormel attempt to suppress because of a pirate pig puppet named Spam?
Pirate pig puppet.
Think of all the movies you've seen that had puppets of pigs that were also pirates.
Muppet Treasure Island.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, I thought it couldn't be that simple. That's why I was trying. See, I was pushing my brain harder than it needed to. I was trying to think of something really old.
What Nintendo hero was more recognizable to kids than Mickey Mouse or Bugs Bunny by 1990?
Mario.
Oh, shit. What number is this? 6?
I don't even know anymore. I think it
was
6.
We'll call it 6. Yeah. We'll call it 6. All right, so here's number 7. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so ready. So ready.
What nickname did Samuel Powers answer to on Saved by the Bell?
Screech.
Screech is correct.
Cliff, now, can I just stop you right there and say, did you ever think in a million years that I would actually get all 8?
No. And I'm so happy for our OCD listeners, because maybe everything will turn out okay. All right.
See, I think that was proof of the world. Oh, there's one more. I thought that was all of them. Shit.
This is okay. Number 8.
Damn it. Okay.
I don't want to give you too much confidence, but I think you're going to get it. But
okay.
I've thought that before, and shit in one hand, wish in the other. And
we don't have to go there. I'm going to get this.
Here we go. Kendall, what right. movie gave Kathy Bates a chance to bash her car into a Volkswagen Beetle yelling, Tawanda!
Fried Green Tomato.
Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe. Are you kidding me? Kendall,
I'll take a plate right over here of fried green tomatoes.
OMFG. Listeners are going to, they're tweeting about this. They're writing it on Facebook.
It's a big day. It's a big day.
This,
I know, my confidence level has just been boosted.
This segment is going to go viral. I really can't believe it. I can't wait.
It's about damn.
I can't wait to see what happens. It's insane. But you did it. You did it.
Ooh, man, that really took a lot out of me.
I know, you're sweating over there. What's going on?
We went and volunteered one last time, dear. And it seems that there was a very important chocolate statue they'd been working on for weeks, dear. Oh. And I may have knocked it over and broke the entire thing, dear.
Oh, no.
Terrible.
Dear, I think it was my fault because I told you should adjust your hat. Oh, and it was your elbow that knocked over this whole statue. Oh, my.
Oh, don't be silly, dear. It was my fault. Of course, dear. It wasn't your fault.
Oh, but
wait, what was the statue of?
Oh, it was a large recreation of Michelangelo's David, Bob.
Well, they should change it anyway and do a statue of Rye.
Yeah, invite them to the Rye speech, and maybe you could get them to make some new, like, chocolate-covered Rye candies or something.
That is a terrific idea. I mean, everyone here loves Rye so much, maybe we could get them to incorporate it into chocolate.
Oh, my. I think this is an exciting new business venture for Busheltown. Oh, let's go talk about it to the engineers, girl.
Oh, come on. Yes, Mr. Congressman.
Oh.
Rye chocolate. What a wonderful idea.
Well, another day saved. And, you know, carry on.
Somebody's got to do it, Cliff.
It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. Got to get to it. Somebody's got to do it. Got to earn my pay. All right, Kendall. Oh, this has really been a show. I think we've helped listeners. I think it's Peabody-worthy podcasting.
We're all organized now, so I think it's definitely Peabody-worthy.
And do we have any... I don't have any quotes. Kendall, I'm all out of quotes.
I'm fresh out of quotes because we were organizing and we decided to get rid of them. We didn't want to, you know, keep all that clutter.
We had to do it for this show. It was, we cut it. You know, it's one of the first things
it was
we
tough.
Cut.
Yeah.
But Kendall, I've had too many of these Paris Frances. I've got to go into the men's room here in this Cocoa Works. I've got to go find a bathroom.
I got to go find some chocolate.
We'll
see you here next week.
All right, we'll see you. I'm Cliff. This is Kendall.
And I'm Kendall.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Perfect.